This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The General Assembly's short session continues, and Moral Monday protests are back. This afternoon, activists will be going door-to-door to lobby individual lawmakers. Issues like Medicaid expansion, unemployment insurance, and education reform top their agenda. And there are new bills on the floor. Last week, the state Senate approved a fracking bill and tentatively approved a regulatory overhaul. Both pieces of legislation may face challenges in the House. WUNC Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia joins us now from the Legislative Building. Hello, Jorge.
Hello from the Capitol.
Good to talk with you. Engaged citizens who are taking part in Moral Monday demonstrations are planning to lobby individual lawmakers this afternoon. Tell us about that.
That's right. As we're talking right now, we have people congregating behind the legislative building. And in just a few minutes, they're going to start getting messages from experts and some issues that they're interested in, environmental issues, Medicaid, women's health rights. And they're going to get sort of a primer on how to lobby legislators. And then around 2 o'clock, they're going to go into the building, fan out, and presumably meet with some lawmakers, or at the very least, I know that they've got some fact sheets that they want to drop off. In fact, I was just sitting out here in the press room a minute ago, and somebody from one environmental organization called NC Warren approached me with their list sheet.
All right. So this really represents a kind of new phase in the Moral Monday protest, more than just demonstrations. This is now an education program that demonstrators will take with them moving forward as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, we're still going to keep on seeing rallies. We're going to see things like this one. We're going to see action, or we have seen, rather, action in court. But we're still going to continue seeing events in front of the building or inside of the building, people coming in with posters, as we did last Monday.
We did last Monday. The second summer, as they reconvened for the second summer, they responded to new rules now regarding protests. Tell us about that.
That's right. So I can't remember whether or not we talked about this, but the General Assembly reconvened a commission that hadn't met in quite some time, hadn't really issued any new rules since 1987, and it was a direct response to the rallies that happened last year. And one of the outcomes of it is that now the police here in the building, there's a police department just for this complex. They sort of have discretion as to what constitutes a disturbance. And More Monday organizers were quite upset about that. Reverend Lynn Barber, who's sort of the unofficial head of this movement, said that that the NAACP is going to take legal action about that. And last week when they met, this is kind of dramatic. They put duct tape over their mouth and they walked into the building to sort of symbolize that they were going to do it peacefully. But next time that they come to rally, it's not going to be so quiet.
Yeah, it didn't work for radio, but some impressive video of people walking silently, dozens if not hundreds of people with duct tape over their mouths, silently walking past Capitol Police.
Yeah.
And the offices. So, and of course, you said that the Capitol Police have discretion to determine what is a disturbance, but in fact, they don't have to wait for the disturbance now. They can determine whether something looks like it may at some point cause a disturbance and stop
That's
you before
right.
you
yeah.
start, right? That's a new rule.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So what about the future plans for the demonstrations and for the organization moving forward? Do you have any idea what's in store?
Well, this is they're calling it a Freedom Summer. This is a 50th anniversary of Mississippi Freedom Summer. And so what they have is they're setting up a network of young people who are sort of trained activists across the state to sort of, you could say sort of like rally the troops in various different points across the state to sort of, I think what they're trying to get sort of continue getting a groundswell of support like they did last year and just follow what they started then.
All right. Let's hear what the lawmakers are up to. Last week, the state Senate tentatively approved a regulatory overhaul, and it is pending final approval this week. Tell us about it, please.
So what's happening inside of the building is also pretty interesting. That regulatory overhaul bill, it started out in the Senate, and The purpose was to update what some of the senators said were antiquated laws. I mean, there was a ban on burning logs that were bigger than 6 inches. There was also a ban on cursing in highways that they've removed. So, Frank, I know we haven't gone out for a drive yet, but
I'm glad they're lifting that ban. That'll keep me out of the hoops. So there are some things in there that needed a look, but there are other things that have become quite controversial.
That's right. So there's dozens of provisions here, but one in particular that got the attention of some of the environmental observers is one that encourages businesses to self-report on some environmental violations. And as an encouragement, the Senate is proposing that the Department of Environment and Natural Resources would waive certain fines. And what some of these groups are saying, you know, like such as the Sierra Club, even though they're not the only ones, are saying that this sort of opens the door for businesses to really not have best practices when it
allow
comes to the
businesses to self-report any violations of environmental regulations. So if I break a rule, I come to you and say, I broke this rule here, it's going to cost me millions in both.
Yeah.
You might waive the fines, but somebody's got to clean it up. And so tell me again what environmentalists have said about that.
Well, I mean, they're saying, I think, probably what you might be imagining, which is that it sort of opens the possibility that they won't have these best practices in order to prevent those kind of things from happening.
All right. So, and that's in the Senate. And I understand that bill, in fact, faces a little bit of a tougher go in the House. Should it make it to the House intact?
Well, actually, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of dynamics that happen when one bill goes from the Senate to the House or vice versa, or to the governor. Really, one in particular that is perhaps facing a lot more challenge is a bill related to hydraulic fracturing or fracking here in the state, and that was also passed by the Senate last week. It was sent to the House of Representatives, and what that bill does, the most important thing, is that it preemptively lifts the state's de facto moratorium on fracking. And that's kind of a big deal because last year what the legislature had done was that they'd sort of said that they were going to wait for a commission to establish a set of rules in order to ensure that drilling companies would have like safe practices pertaining to the environment. And then once those rules were passed, then the legislature would then pass a law allowing the state to issue permits for hydraulic fracturing. So what the Senate has done is that they, in their bill that they approved, is that they already set a date. It would be July 1st, 2015. And they're expecting that this commission is going to give them those rules by January of next year. Now, in the House, you know, like you mentioned, that, you know, where there's going to be some resistance to that. For instance, Representative Mike Hager, who's sort of been implemental in this and has been one of the main actors in this, he's saying that perhaps that may be a little bit too soon and they're not comfortable with doing that.
And that would, and is in the Senate legislation, then would that allow for fracking to go forward without consideration of what those new rules are? In other words, once you've promulgated the rules, we're just going to go forward. We're not going to look at the rules as a chamber or as a legislature.
Well, there's an assumption, if you will, that's going to go on schedule. Mm-hmm. They're going to receive them in January. They're going to approve them. I mean, this has been a process that's been, you know, 2 years in the making.
Right.
So it's not like lawmakers don't know what that commission is doing.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to have to wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah, and I understand the governor has some reservations about the Senate bill as well.
Yeah, but his are different. The governor, you might remember, this is also quite dramatic last year towards the end of the session, came here to the legislative building, and he was lobbying lawmakers to lift the state's moratorium on fracking. That didn't happen. So that's not really the issue for him. The issue with him is that there's some restrictions on what local governments can do pertaining to these businesses, these huge businesses that are going to have like a big impact on communities. One of which is, for instance, I think they can't levy any sort of like local taxes on them. And so the governor, he has said that he doesn't feel very comfortable with sort of setting up those limitations to local governments.
And what about the budget? There's a proposal that may be on the Senate floor later this week. Is that right?
Yeah, so, well, that is presumably would be the biggest piece of legislation that we're going to see here in the State House this week. The short session that we're in, the main goal is to balance the budget. The governor put out his proposal, the $21 billion budget. And the Senate, we heard from Senate leadership at the end of last week that they're putting the final touches on it. So we don't have a certain date yet, but the expectation is that this week it would be before the Appropriations Committee. They would act on it, and then the full Senate floor would then also act on the budget.
All right, and these are budget adjustments. It's not the whole new budget. It's just a midterm adjustment along the way.
Right. That's right. That's right. And probably the centerpiece of it is something that, probably you and I and some of my colleagues are going to keep and continue having conversations about, which is the issue of teacher pay. And so the governor set aside some money for that. And I think that that's going to be one thing that we're going to be looking out for to see how the Senate addresses
that.
All
right, that. Great. Jorge, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Jorge Valencia, WUNC Capitol Reporter. On the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Up next, local hip-hop artists make music videos in contemporary art museums. Stay with us.